From KALW, this is Sights and Sounds Picks. Yes, we have a new show title, but we're still your weekly guide to the Bay Area art scene through the eyes and ears of local artists. And I'm Janae Darton. My guest this week is writer, publisher, and artist Allie Jones. Hey, Allie.
Hello.
Allie's book, Saltwater Moonshine, is a beautiful poetry collection that honors her Creole heritage. She's also the co-founder of Black Freighter Press, and she's the new host of the Creative Mornings Oakland chapter. And Creative Mornings is a global organization that hosts conversations with people making a difference in their communities. And their next event is on March 14th at Ground Floor Oakland. But right now, we're going to hear Allie's art suggestions for things to see, hear, and do around the Bay Area. First up is a conversation with newspaper columnist Soleil Ho about her cookbook, The Memory of Taste. Soleil co-wrote this book with Top Chef alum Tu David Phu, and the book includes over 85 Vietnamese and Viet American dishes. Soleil is a cultural critic at the San Francisco Chronicle, and this conversation will be a little different because it's also a potluck, so some attendees will bring dishes from the book. Allie, what else can you tell us about this event or this cookbook?
Absolutely. So it's going to be hosted at the Ruby, and the Ruby is a collective of non-binary, trans-feminine, woman-identified creatives with a range of interests. And so this is actually the Ruby Cookbook Club, and it's a combination of a potluck and a book club. And so it should be a really beautiful space to come together, specifically for women and non-binary folks.
That's a conversation with Soleil Ho on March 14th in San Francisco. RSVP online for the event's exact location, and we'll have a link on our website. Your next pick is the exhibit, Making Their Mark at BAMFA. This collection has more than 70 artworks by female artists, and it features pieces that were created as far back as 80 years ago, all the way up to the present. The purpose of the exhibit is to amplify female artists. Allie, what about this exhibit caught your eye?
Marissa, my cover artist, went to this exhibit and was like, this is amazing. I said, where are you? Is this in LA? She was like, no, it's Berkeley. And I think we have to remember we have beautiful art here.
Yes.
I went and there are pieces from Faith Ringgold, Simone Lee, Lorna Simpson. It's just incredible. Like, go spend an afternoon and just walk around, take it in, bring a friend, write a poem or something.
That's the exhibit, Making the Mark at BAMFA, and is currently running until April 20th. And your final pick is the No Name Book Club at the 81st Avenue branch of the Oakland Public Library. Chicago rapper No Name founded this global book club that connects people who are incarcerated with those who are not. And she does this by connecting people through reading books. This month, they're reading Chain Game All Stars by Nana Kwame Ajay-Brenya. And the story is about prisoners who fight each other like gladiators to earn their freedom. Wow. Allie, tell me more about this organization.
No Name Book Club is a really beautiful, powerful collective of folks. And I think what's beautiful is that each chapter is led by a community member. And so in Oakland, my friend Dwayne Horton is the person who is leading our book club out here. And 81st Library is close to my heart. A very important space to just cultivate. And I think it's really important to gather with folks around books right now, especially Black folks, especially Black books. And I saw their newest chapter formed in Accra, Ghana.
I saw that too. All right. Well, we know Dwayne. Shout out to Dwayne. And definitely we've done stuff at 81st Avenue Library, Sights and Sounds have. So shout out to them. That's the No Name Book Club at the 81st Avenue Library in East Oakland. And their next meeting is March 29th. And speaking of books, I'm going to cheat. I have a quick pick to mention. This Saturday evening, March 15th, join me for Soul Tether Revival, a homecoming with Michael Ross and friends. I'll be in conversation with Michael Ross, artist Awan Metz, and Nancy Cato, and we'll talk about Black literature, art, and friendship. Small Press Traffic is hosting this event at Et Al Gallery in the San Francisco Mission. Doors open at 7. And the reason why we changed the show title to Sights and Sounds Picks is because we didn't want to cause confusion with my new one-hour art show, The Sights and Sounds Show with Janae Darden, which you can listen to every Wednesday at 4 p.m. I've been speaking with writer Allie Jones. Her book is Saltwater Moonshine, and you can get that on her website. We'll have a link. And her next Creative Mornings Oakland event is Friday, March 14th at Ground Floor Oakland. To learn more about any of the things you heard about today, visit KALW.org and make sure to subscribe to the Sights and Sounds podcast for all of our shows, which is available on the KALW app and wherever you get your podcasts. This episode of Sights and Sounds Picks was produced by Perferio Rangel and engineered by True Gwen. I'm Janae Darden.